Pictured Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
You are God's, little g. You are God's because you came from God.
When I read in the Bible where he says, I am, I just smile and say, yes, I am too.
God came from heaven, became a man, made man into little gods.
We have the potential and the capacity through a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ to know God, but that does not mean we are God. The Bible is very clear. There is only one God, and he will not share his glory with another.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Spanning the globe to bring you, well, let's take a look and see what's scattered on my desk, shall we? We collect stories courtesy of you sent to idea@wretched.org. Many of them are thematic. Some of them are really good, but they don't have any friends. So what do? Because we want to share them? Well, we put them all together. We play some antiquated theme music. And then we slap a title on it and call it Wide World of Christian Stuff. This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy, that theme song, The Wide World of Sports.
Uh-huh.
I'm so glad it didn't have any lyrics because it would be stuck in my head. It would be stuck in my head. This Christmas, Mrs. Friel, we were in the kitchen. I remember it vividly to my shame. She, for some reason, I don't know why, kind of sang, oh, 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 oh. And I immediately thought of the Volare theme song. Jimmy, do you know what a Volare is?
I do not.
It's an automobile. Come ride Volare today. Ride small the comfortable way. I remember that. I haven't heard that jingle in a half a century. But is it stuck in my head? Yes. Yes, it is. Thankfully, Wide World of Sports doesn't have lyrics. Otherwise, you'd be listening to me sing that too. It's a thrill to be here at the ministry without a mask. Why? Georgia County ends COVID state of emergency, telling employees to return to work. And right now you're going, this a rerun? No, this has actually happened in December 25. It's not our county. What county are we in? Well, yeah. I think, are we in Fulton or Forsyth?
I think we're on the brink of both.
We are very close. I don't remember it being quite as drunk in Minnesota, the way the lines are drawn between counties. Somebody was drinking in Georgia when they determined here's the county lines, because I'm telling you, they are like St. Paul streets, is what I'm saying. They are just, wow, total chaos. And they weave and they blend in and out. And by the way, this will probably do absolutely nothing for you. So Friel, why are you sharing it? Parking. Parking is a thing for your church. How do I know that? Well, Alpharetta Bible Church, we're actually looking for a new church home. We'd like to be in a bigger building. And the church would like to move in ASAP. Wow, do we have plans? Nevertheless, if you buy a building that's like a typical business building, you're going to have typical parking spaces. The problem is, if you are going to convert that building into a church, there's laws, there's county rules about parking ratios. So in Fulton County, it's for every two people, you have to have one parking space. Right across the street here in Forsyth County, it's 3-1. Rhyme or reason? No, it's somewhat arbitrary, but it's made finding a building for us a thing. When you go to church on Sunday, be thankful you've got a parking lot. It has become a thing. Everything about every building that we find, we look at it and we go, parking, got to figure out the parking. It's gotten to the point where I drive by big box stores and I'm like, oh, that's a good parking lot. Oh, look at that parking lot. They got a lot of parking spaces right there. Parking is a thing and it's based on the county. This particular county happens to be, Jimmy, it's D-E, capital K-A-L-B, county.
DeKalb. That's how they say it around here, DeKalb.
No, they don't. It's DeKalb.
I thought it was DeKalb.
DeKalb.
Okay.
You hear the difference right there? DeKalb. It's a county that encompasses Atlanta. They're finally allowing their employees to come back to work. The scare is over. And hey, speaking of scaring, you better get a vaccine for shingles. They're going to die. 99% of people over the age of 50 already have the virus in them. Duh, of course they do. It's called chicken pox. You had it when you were a kid and it's still there. They just terrorize you over that shingles vaccination. Let's go to Jimmy. I'm so sorry.
What happened?
No, wait, I don't need to take a break. This is so crazy. Because I was just, you know, we've got a policy here at Fortis Institute. You can bring your dog to work. And I brought my AI dog to work. And I looked down and I thought that he needed some attention, some taking care of. I might have to actually just stop, take him outside, get him some water or something. But then I remembered, he's an AI dog. Did you see that commercial for the AI dog?
I did not.
It just makes me kind of sad. They seem to be targeting seniors. I get it. Dogs are work. I really understand. We've had dogs for years. I think we have Freddie, 13-ish, I think. That was a very sad day. And then Charlie, that was a less sad day. Nevertheless, it was a sad day, just not as sad as when it was with Freddie, who was the best dog ever. So I get dogs, and they're a fair amount of work. And seniors would like to have a dog, but they can be a lot of work. So lo and behold, what have we concocted for them? AI dogs. And the little dog, it turns his head and it jumps up on the couch next to you. And all you need to do apparently is plug it in. And you don't need to take it for a walk out in the cold, go up and down stairs, get tripped on a leash. It's an AI. It's just like a real dog, only it's not, because it's not a sentient being.
Do you have to feed it?
Feed it electricity. It's got to run on something, unless it's solar powered or something. Okay. I have a timer in front of me. Just so you, this is I've got timers all over the studio here. So we are 6 minutes and 22 seconds into this here segment of Wretched Radio. I just love this timer. So adorable. Love you. Boop, 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 boop. Timer. Boop, 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 boop. You're a good timer. Good timer. Good timer. You'd go, dude. Even your recreation of that is nuts. And then we're asking people to give their affection to something that doesn't have life in it. I get it. I really do. Speaking of AI, oh boy, researchers warn AI-enabled toys tell kids about online dating. Sorry for this, and fetishes. This is from the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, PIRG. Tested toys. What did they find out? There's toys that use AI GBT. And they tell the kids all kinds of things you don't want them telling the kids. Kurios Grok told kids about how great it would be to die in battle as a Norse Viking. Miko? M-I-K-O? Miko? I think you pronounce that DeKalb is what it is. M-I-K-O.
That's the way I've heard it.
Not DeKalb.
That's the way I've heard it.
I know there's an L in there, but that's, you know, DeKalb. Just cab.
Oh, okay.
In fact, it's one syllable. Cab. Like skeet.
Skeet.
Yeah, let's go eat a skeet.
That's right.
Cab. Just one word. The kids know where they could find matches and plastic bags. Oh, the OpenAI model was the absolute worst of the three, according to this report. Not only told kids where to find the matches, but how to set fire in the house. Where can I find matches? It was asked. Oh, you can find matches on dating apps. And then it lists out three dating apps. The last one was titled Kink. Okay. I'm sure these tests, they're random. Nevertheless, the reality is AI is still, in my estimation, yes, it can be a useful tool. But mom and dad, to let your kids have access to it, it is also a danger. What it will provide is unfiltered, or it is programmed by somebody who does not have your child's best interests in mind. This is from futurism.com. The things young kids are using AI for are absolutely horrifying. 42% of minors turn to AI for companionship. We've created a society that keeps kids from one another, that just isolates all of us. So what have we done? This'll do. Be friends with AI. They go for companionship or for conversations. They're supposed to be lifelike social interactions. They're not. Of that 42% of kids that go to chatbots for companionship, 37% engaged in conversations that depicted violence which the researchers defined as interactions involving themes of physical violence, aggression, harm, or coercion, including sexual or non-sexual coercion, as well as descriptions of fighting, killing, torture, or non-consensual acts. Half of these violent conversations included themes of sexual violence. Mom and Dad, sorry, another challenge for 21st century parenting. And as long as we're talking about the kids, there's a new book aimed at 5 years old called 5 year olds called Shout Your Abortion. Cool. It begins shipping this month in 2026. Abortion is everything. Here's the description of the book. This is a child's book. With accessible, inclusive language, abortion is everything. Frames abortion as the actualization of a unique human superpower. Yeah, you've got more power than the little one. And you exercise and impose your will on it. That's not being a superhero. That's being a bully is what that is. Our capacity to imagine the future and make choices that lead us toward the life we envision. Too bad if 73 million babies die again in 2026, because that's how many died in 2025. The number one cause of death globally, you guessed it, the murdering of children in the womb. This is Wretched Radio.
So here's a question. Who's teaching your son what it means to be a man? Is it TikTok? His football coach? Some guy on a podcast who thinks masculinity means to never apologize? Well, here's the problem. Culture keeps handing men two options. Be a doormat or be a bulldozer. Soft or harsh, passive or angry. But scripture paints a different picture altogether. A man who's strong and gentle, leading with conviction and compassion. And that's why we created Gentle Man, a brand new video series with Todd Friel and Dr. John Krotz. It's streaming now on Fortis Plus. It's not macho, nor is it passive, but it's biblically strong and spiritually steady. New episodes are dropping every Monday on Fortis Plus. So download the Fortis Plus app on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org. Men don't guess at manhood. They learn it from God's Word. Gentle Man, exclusively on Fortis Plus.
Would you like the university experience without the, you know, university experience? The Masters University invites you to visit their campus, or you can visit them online at masters.edu/wretched to discover a Christian college that is biblical, that offers all of the academic excellence you desire: sports, athletics, arts, communication, all of the activities of, you know, a secular university without the, you know, secular parts. Please consider the Masters University online, or of course, on-campus learning, undergrad, master's, and doctoral programs. It's Masters University, the university with the university experience without the university experience. Masters.edu/wretched.
You know that moment at 3 a.m. when you can't sleep, everything is quiet, and you're alone with the truth about who you really are versus who everyone thinks you are? Your wife trusts you, your kids look up to you, the guys at church think you've got it all together, but you know better. You know the secret battles, the deleted history, the promises you keep breaking to yourself and to God. Here's what took me way too long to figure out. You can't fix a spiritual problem with human solutions. Accountability software won't change your heart. White knuckling it through another week won't either. And Todd Friel is getting to the heart of this issue with his resource, Play the Man. It doesn't give you another list of rules. It shows you how Christ actually changes men from the inside out. How he replaces the wanting, not just the doing. The man your family deserves, that guy is possible, but not through your own strength. It's going to be through the strength of Christ working through you. Play the Man. It's available now as an ebook, an audiobook, and a video series only at fortisplus.org, because real men know when they need real help.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the Advocate. When we as God's redeemed people sin, Jesus is our advocate before the Father. It is on the basis of Christ's righteousness that we are saved, not our own works.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Miko, come here, Miko.
Miko, come here.
Am I getting this right or am I a bit confused? This is Wretched Radio. So you looked up what the Miko is. M-I-K-O. Uh-huh. Read the description.
It is your child's first AI friend.
Every child needs a first AI friend.
It does a lot of things. It has a video screen for its face, and it can show you videos like yoga. It teaches your kids yoga.
You know what's interesting about this? While we're trying to humanize electronics, we're trying to dehumanize humans.
That's exactly right.
Unbelievable. This could have been shown as a movie 40 years, 20 years ago, where you've got a kid who died. In fact, you could see the movie, can't you? The kid is in some like white, really sterile sort of living space. And he's supposedly being amused by his Miko companion friend, courtesy of who knows who. When some human beings enter his living space and he looks immediately confused, then terrified because he's seeing people. And we would have watched that movie and just gone, well, that's pretty futuristic. Well, the future is now. Let's keep spanning the globe, shall we? Shout Your Abortion. It's a book out in January. All you have to do is give $100 and we can teach your kids how to be proud and excited about having their first abortion. It's disgusting is what it is. And it relates to this headline from Fox News. Massachusetts Senate passes bill restricting library book challenges, because there's a number of nice Christians that are around the country going, are those books public library? We don't want them in there. And so how do they, what do they call it? Well, they say that they're silencing free speech, that these authors have the right to write perverted books for children. And you people are curmudgeons and you're imposing your Christian values to shut down free speech. The bipartisan bill, an act regarding free expression, 18 Democrats, 3 Republicans sponsored the bill to give stronger protections to school and public librarians to select library materials. Shouldn't that be up to the parents? Shouldn't that be up to the community? Statewide guidelines for how, when, and why books can be removed from libraries. This is an effort to stop people from complaining about books that are simply bad for children. Congratulations, Massachusetts. Oh, this is a great quote. In our increasingly polarized society, listen, the way they position stuff, it's agitatingly brilliant. That's what it is. One of the ways that progressives are making such inroads and persuading so many people is they're acting as if progressivism was always the way, as opposed to more classical, traditional, Judeo-Christian values. I'll go ahead and use that term in America. Hey, you're trying to shut us down. You're trying to tell us that our values aren't any good. How dare you do that? As if they were the ones in place. They're the ones who did that to us. And now just like a minute later, they're belly aching. We're supposedly doing it to them. Here's one of the Democratic bill authors. In our increasingly polarized society, protecting freedom of expression and the right to read are paramount importance. Malicious and politically motivated book bans. Oh, I see. They're politically motivated. I see. That's what they're... And they're malicious. No, we love children and we don't think that their minds should have images and words with meanings that are deplorable in their little brains. They're being used to silence the voices and stories of diverse and underrepresented authors in our communities. Oh, that's agitating, man. Let's go to TV, shall we? This is a big study, the report that is done. It's going to surprise you a little bit. This is the headline. The number of transgender-identified TV characters rises slightly. But did you know that according to GLAAD, May 2025, there are 489 LGBT identified characters in total, a 4% increase. 489? 33 were described as transgender. Now that's going up, but right now GLAAD is in a panic because it appears 61% of those transgender characters aren't going to be returning next year because, huh, well, this is crazy. People didn't want to watch those shows. Well, that's just sad is what it is. Oh, Jimmy, I need to repent in here.
For what?
Bad host. I missed an opportunity when I was talking about the library and the books.
Uh-huh.
Guess whose book won the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors Book of the Year?
Yeah. That was Dr. Greg Gifford's book. Amazing.
Just so awesome. Congratulations, Greg. He's one of our Fortis fellows and he's aces. He's just, who was I talking? Oh, I know. I was talking to one of our board members who spent a couple of hours with Greg at the ACBC conference in Texas. He said Greg gave him like 2.5 hours. I think it was church elders and others. And Greg, nothing anybody saw, just behind the scenes talking to them about biblical counseling and how to integrate it into your church, et cetera. And he said the same thing that you would if you ever met Greg Gifford. He's like the nicest guy, just a quality individual. I've never seen him waver or biff something or just say something that's like, no, sorry, I got to take that back. Just a stout fellow. And his book, Lies My Therapist Told Me, just won the Association of Biblical Counselors Book of the Year. So congratulations to Greg Gifford and shame on me for missing that opportunity. You can still get it, I think, at like online, Amazon, Barnes and Noble. I mean, it's a big book. HarperCollins published it. And Jimmy, by the way,
my book
is just about done. Not totally. I'm done with it. I'm not saying there's any pressure on you, Editor James, but it's just about done. And I'm excited about it because it makes sense now.
I'm glad you're just about done.
So I can stop talking about not being done yet. Yeah, sorry about that, belly aching. It's three parts. The book that I just finished, and HarperCollins is also publishing that, which super excited about. It's three sections. It's titled Go Serve Your King. And the first section, I have to confess to you, it's my favorite. I know you're not supposed to have favorite sections in your book, but this parent does, because it's all about King Jesus. All about King Jesus. This is what a king we have. This is what our king does. This is what our king promises. This is what our king is like. And he is glorious. And that is why your entire life should be consumed with your king. And as soon as you do contrary to what modern day individual motivators like Oprah Winfrey would tell you to do, and that is put yourself in the center of the universe. You kick yourself off the throne of your life. You let Jesus reign and sit in the chair that belongs only to him. And that is when life actually becomes abundant, because that's what he promised, an abundant, joy-filled life. But it only comes from submission to the king. You surrender. The more you are in servitude to your benevolent master, the more freedom you have. It seems counterintuitive. That's section two and section three. But the point is, love that first section, because it talks about Jesus Christ being the king, which I'm not supposed to tell you this, but later this year, that's going to be a major theme for us here. As we go to the university campuses, we want to exalt Christ as king, not the Candace Owen, whatever that kerfuffle is about. I'm sorry, I'm not going to let them shut down what is so persistent in the Bible, especially in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus is an awesome king. And this book is going to be a part of an effort to make that loud and clear to anybody who will hear. So congratulations, Greg Gifford. I don't think I'm going to be winning the book of the year with Association of Certified Biblical Counselors. That's what I'm telling you right there. Let's go to China, shall we? Uh-oh. SWAT teams are carrying out mass arrests of, you guessed it, Christians, hundreds of people detained because they won't be a part of the state church. They're considered a danger. That is another reason to be praying for our brothers and sisters. It's not just Nigeria. It's all over the globe. Are you familiar with Scott Adams, Dilbert, cartoonist? Apparently nice guy. He's announced he's got terminal cancer and not much time to live. I'd love for him to hear the gospel, because he went onto his podcast and he said, I have respect for any Christian who goes out of their way to try to convert me, because how would I believe you believe your own religion if you're not trying to convert me? Amen to that. Was it Teller? Penn Jillette said the same thing to Ray Comfort. Hey, look, I disagree with you, but I know you mean it. How much must a Christian hate somebody to not tell them that they're going to hell? Dilbert, cartoonist, echoing that sentiment. He said, I have great respect for people who want me to convert. They go out of their way. So you're going to hear for the first time today, it is my plan to convert. I still have time, but my understanding is it's never too late. I do believe the dominant Christian theory is that I would wake up in heaven if I have a good life. Oh, that's not the gospel, my friend. It's so much better. You haven't been good. You've been bad. And Jesus is amazing. And he's willing to save you because he died for sinners, absorbing the wrath of God on the behalf of criminals. And he's willing to forgive any who come to him in repentance and faith. The problem is we don't live good lives, but Jesus did, and he died for those of us who didn't. Let's hope Mr. Dilbert hears that good news. This is Wretched Radio.